Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God's timing is so perfect. Amen? His timing is so perfect. Amen? Today, I'm here. I didn't know that you have this 40 days fasting. And God knows. Come on, say God knows. God knows. God always brings the right people at the right time. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
So I'm here. This is the God's plan.
Amen.
And you are here. This is the God's plan.
Amen.
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 Nothing will happen without God's plan. God always has a plan for you. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So glad. I think I always come at the right time when people need prayer. And people are on the culmination of prayer. I'm there. Either in the beginning or at the end. So now is the right time. In the culmination, something is going to happen. Say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say amen.
Amen.
You are very polite.
Come
on. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Do you believe something is going to happen to you?
Yes.
Say amen. When the people say amen, something is going to happen. Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
The reason I'm coming, this is my 34 years the ministry, and I'm coming to America for 33 years. But this time, like a Paul had three journeys. So the first journey, he went and surveyed, preached the gospel. Second time, he established the churches. First time, believers. Second time, the churches. The third time, he began to teach them, correct them, direct them, prepare them. The third time. And now, that means, the third time is more of his harvest time. He was investing. And then finally he went to receive the harvest. So I'm here to see the harvest. Say amen.
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 This is the harvest time. Amen.
Amen.
What you sowed, now you are going to receive it. Say amen.
Amen.
And some people start sowing now. You will see the harvest in another 10 years. Say amen.
Amen.
Some people will see in 5 years' time.
Amen.
But God says some people, they are not worthy, but they are waiting for 10 years. I will give you in 1 year's time. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You know what? So this season, I am coming to the churches for one reason. The reason I come to America or to the nations, to release the Father's love. We have a Father. He loves you. He loves me. Our God is the Father. That is the message I bring out to everyone. Number two, we will see the revival through fatherless generation. Revival is coming through the fatherless generation. These are the two messages I always carry. And we have a Father. He loves his children. We are not orphans. We are not slaves. We are not workers. We are not unwanted. We are not trash. We are treasure for Him. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
So this day, Paul says, there are thousands of teachers, but where are the fathers? Now that's the message. The first message, by calling my message, there are thousands of teachers, but where are the fathers? So when God called me, I was a teacher, I was a philosopher, I was a thinker, I was a preacher, but God changed me. I'm no more a preacher, I'm no more a prophet. People call me prophet. Please don't call me, I'm not a prophet. I'm a father.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
The first title God wants to give it to me, He said, I'm a father and you will be a father. Wow. I'm so excited. I received this message when they saw the small baby. Yeah, I received a big message through a small baby. He said, "You are no more a preacher. You are no more a teacher. You are a father." Wow, wow, wow. Come on, clap the hands and thank God. That's the big message God is giving to many of the people today. You are a father. You are a father. That's what Paul says. There are thousands of teachers, but where are the fathers? I said, yes, I will be a father. And you will be a mother. Amen? Come on, raise up your hand. Father, I am ready to be a father. Father, I am ready to be a mother. I am ready to be a real mother to my children. My children really want to see real father, real mother's love. It's me. Thank you, Father. My children are missing that, but today I promise I'll be a real, it's not only biological, but God's Father's love to my children. Thank you, Father. Father, my children are waiting for this. I'll be a real father, mother. Forgive them, heal them, accept them, Father. I will do it, I will do it, I will do it. Thank you, Father. And also I will be a father, I'll be a mother to the father of the generation. Yes, Father, I will do it. I will do it. I will do it. Give me a father's heart. I'll be a father to the father of the generation, God. Thank you, Father. This is your prayer. This is your heart. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you. I receive this blessing this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So today, you know, wherever I go, people, you know, in the beginning, people call me Pastor, but most of the people call me Papa. I'm so happy. Ah. It's not because of my age. It's because of my calling. My calling, God said, you will be a father. This, you go to the churches, go to the people, go to the nation, they are fatherless. You will be a father to them. It's not only orphans. You know, many people think, oh, Pastor Anton, he so have a big heart for the orphans, street children, or prostitute children, and they have leper children, the thrown away babies. No, yes, true. But more than that, today, the father of the generation, you know where? They are inside the church. So many people, including the pastors, the leaders, they are looking for love. So my today, my calling is not only for the father of the generation on the street, but also today my calling is for the many, many pastors and the leaders. They are looking for a father and mother. So today, I'm so happy. I have one person here. He has come from Taiwan. You know one? Yes, Pastor Alan is my son. He always calls me, runs behind me, you know, so many years. You don't know this, you don't know the story. He comes, runs behind me everywhere in Cupertino, everywhere. The first time I saw him, till today the same place I look at him. But he always runs behind me. Also, you know, I run to come here, you know, like a father in Luke chapter 15, to embrace the son. Yes, so I'm so happy. Pastor Alan is like my son. Don't look at, you know, when I say son, daughter, it's not the age. It's not the age. Your own son and daughter can become father and mother. Do you know that? They are such a father's heart. You know that? Yes, that's what Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 12. He said, "You will do more than what I do. Your sons and daughters will have a bigger heart more than you." Do you believe it? Amen. Somebody say, raise up your hand and say, "Yes, Lord, I accept. My sons and daughters, they will have a bigger heart. I receive it today. They will be a real father and mother. I receive it today, God. Father, I pray for all the people. They want the children to have a father's heart. Father, today I pray, Father. It's not the age, Father. Sometimes father and mother, they feel lonely, insecure, thrown away. But these children will touch and pray and bless the Father. I see the hands right now. This is the anointing going to the children, Father. I see the anointing coming upon your children. It's not just for you. It's your children receiving the anointing. They come and tell you, Mama, I really want to pray for you. I love you, Mama. Dad, I love you. Why are you so insecure, anxious? Your son will come. Your daughter will come. Receive this blessing today. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I release a special anointing on your children. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And today, that's one of the, you know, wherever I go, I see many pastors come, can you be my spiritual papa, spiritual father? I say, wow, you are a big person. This week, a famous couple comes from Taiwan, one of the top leaders, the top. They say, Papa, can you be our spiritual father? Yes. Almost like 30 years. I walk with them, I ordain them to the Ethiopian, but still they come to me. Even they came to you, they came to me, so humble. Well, you are my spiritual father. Wow! This is a big blessing. We need fathers and mothers. So I'm so happy today. My son, another son, Peter Young, can he come? He's my son. Another new son. He's a new son. Please come. He's a new son. Actually, I know Pastor Alan for nearly 30 years, 25 years. But I tell you, Peter Young, I don't know who. All of a sudden, he called me. I want to talk to you. I said, who are you? Then he said, oh, this is a young man coming. Please meet him. I said, who are you? Then I thought this young man, I thought he may be like a movie star. I thought he is going to ask me some big thing, big blessing, something from me. Because I'm very famous in Taiwan. But you know what he asked me? He will tell you.
You can speak English.
Yes, Chinese, okay. Oh, 我可能要讲中文，可能会比较顺一点。你要背给谁啊，妹？
康乐牧师是我主灵的父亲，然后很特别，我跟康乐牧师的见面是因为 Tiffany 姐妹有一次来到我们教会中，我们跟康乐牧师见面，然后我们教会在现场的时候，在废墟的时候，我们就邀请康乐牧师来到我们聚会的当中，然后我们教会那时候非常非常的废墟，非常的破旧，网络上应该可以找，当时叫做废墟教会，哦，一下去就很烂，连那个木板都只是一张木板，那个灯都用蜡烛而已，在台北市的中山东路。 康乐牧师一去的时候，就为我们祝福，为我们发预言，然后陪伴我们，在这一年半的过程当中，我们教会从零到没有，在一年半中完全把堂建完，荣耀归给耶稣，阿门。然后是在一年半的时间，我们所有的一切的费用也是神在一年半的时间完全帮我们付的，没有任何的贷款，荣耀归给神，阿门。
I'm so happy to be his father. Because the thing he asked me, you know, many pastors in Taiwan asked me for a big blessing. I want my church to go come and preach and take a big church. Please come. We need you. Please come. But you know what he asked? Can you be my spiritual father? Wow. I never met him. I don't know him who he is. Only Tiffany said there's one young man coming. He said, he asked me. I thought young man means they want to be famous all the time. So they want to always grab the famous people. But he said, can you be my spiritual father? I said, really, I told you. Wow, this young man. I want to tell you, very soon, if you go to Taiwan, you will see this church, or not the top church for the young people. You will see that. Come on, grab that hand. Grab the hand. Because what you know, it's like a Solomon. He prayed. The Bible says, what Solomon pleased the heart of God. What Solomon prayed, pleased the heart of God. God said, you prayed something what I was looking for. But I will bless you. I will give you.
Amen.
But also, I will give you what you have not asked for. I know you need. Because you touched my heart, you asked me what I want, but also I will give that, and also I will give you what you need. When you go back to Taiwan, you will see your needs will be met. God will provide you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Everyone, please get up. Pastor Alan, come. We just pray over his wife. Please come. Sarah, come. Can you just pray over them? I want all the people to raise their hands. This is the young generation, young men, please. Young generation. This is the young generation God is. The young couple, they gave their life to Jesus full time. Can you believe it? They started with some very, in the base, when I went to the church, it was like a ruin. Ruin. This is the call of Isaiah. Ruin. I went to the church, so completely no structure. I said, what is this? But revival is coming from the ruined places and from the small people. And his heart, he's not asking for money or even complete the building. He said, I want a father. I want a father. Come on, everyone raise up a hand and start praying. Pastor Alan, start praying and blessing them.
Hallelujah. I'm going to pray in Chinese.
Yeah.
主啊，求你来祝福 Peter 跟 Sarah 这对young couple。主啊，你让他们在台北当中被兴起来。主啊，就好像从废弃当中被兴起来的时候，主啊，你与他们同在。他们没有什么好的地方，但是你要把它 transform， 所以他的一生 都在 transform 很多人的生命。很多人在破碎的当中，主啊，求你使用他们的手，使用他们的心，使用他们的 passion， 一些热情来扶起很多破碎的人，主啊，你给他们这样子的恩膏，让那一些人没有盼望的转化成为有盼望的，让那一些人没有人帮助的变成有帮助的，就好像他自己本身，你们两个人将来也是别人的属灵的父母亲，因为他们有这样子的爱，因为 神喜悦他们，要照顾他们。我也看到神的火一直在你们身上。谢谢主啊，你带领他们， 哈利路亚！ 我也看到你们两个人的眼睛非常的锐利，这个锐利的眼睛是有非常强烈的分辨能力，好像电光一闪。我不知道为什么神，但是神给你们的是可以看破人的心。但是你们不是看破人心，需要去占人家的便宜。你要看到他的需要，你要看到他，你愿意爱他，你愿意扶持他，你愿意来祝福他。 谢谢耶稣，主啊，你让他成为一个祝福的教会，主啊，让台湾台北这个地方充满了你的荣耀，在他的教会里面，他已经不再是废墟教会，他是一个使徒的中心，他要差派很多人要持续。谢谢耶稣，你让他这个使徒性的恩膏越来越强，他的教会当中要兴起很多的先知，很多的圣经的教师，教导正确。 教导这些宝贵的福音，谢谢耶稣，神迹奇事，让这个传福音的这些的大能的勇士都聚集在他的教会，然后把他差派出去，让他们站对位置。谢谢主，你带领他们，带领这位宝贵的 precious young people。 谢谢主，你带领他们，奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen. Amen. I just want to release a word for you. Your church, in the beginning, it will be a revival church, but later it will be apostolic center. You will see the young people from your church. They will love the Lord. They will have a passion for the Lord. Their life will be totally transformed. Many of the young people come, they don't know God. They are searching and searching. They are in the bondage. They have never seen the fathers. They have never seen the mothers. And you will be a father, you will be a mother to them. Their life will be totally changed. And I tell you, where you want to go, those young generation will go.
Wow.
They will impact the nations. You want to go to Japan, you will not go, they will go. And then you will go. You want to go to Israel, they will go. And then you will go. And you want to go to Indonesia, Philippines, you know, your Asia, first they will go, and then you will go. God is calling, the apostle calling.
Amen.
That means your disciples, they become sons and daughters.
Amen.
They will go.
Amen.
You will be father and mother.
Amen.
And God is calling you for the revival.
Amen.
Prayer and worship.
Amen.
And the transformation.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, my God will provide. Receive this word. This is the calling. My God will provide. Every time you have a big plan, big thing, big things, don't look at the money, don't look at the need. My God will provide.
Amen.
Just like Abraham, receive this word. Because right now, you have a great need for your church right now. Because you are waiting, you have a big dream, but you have a great need. But today God says, when you go back, when you have the 40 days prayer, you will see the 40 days, all your needs will be met. God will provide you. You will see the celebration on the 40th day. Miracles will happen.
Amen.
God will bring, just like Jonah, the big fish. God prepared a big fish for Jonah when he was at the bottom, not at the top. This is your position, situation today. You are at the bottom. But God has prepared a great fish for Jonah. This is the word God is releasing to you. In the name of Jesus, 40 days. 40 days, day and night, seeking God, and God will bring the right people for you, and all what you need will be met. Because you have the heart, the spirit of Solomon to seek the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. That is the anointing of your church. See? Pastor, please be seated. Pastor Arnold wanted me to pray for everyone. He always said, please, please, please. You know, I like him. Yes, there is a person you can see in Luke, somebody coming and knocking at the door. And he said, sorry, we are sleeping, don't disturb. But he went on and said, okay. Said, no, it's too late. Come tomorrow morning, okay, even 5 o'clock is okay. But no, it's too late. No, go. Please. Okay. Said, I'm telling you so many times, still you are at the door? Yeah, please. Okay. Then finally, friend opened the door. He said, come on, what do you want? Tell me. I want to help you. The Bible says, even though the time was not ready, because of the disturbance, he blessed him. So, Pastor Adam is called the man of disturbance. Never give up. Never give up. Give up. Even Taipei, when he comes, Pastor, where are you? I want a prayer. I want people to pray. I'm bringing these people to pray. Wow. I like it. But today I want to tell you. You are second. Yeah, that's number one. God will bless your people. But today that's a message I want to share with you. When Job chapter 42 verse 10. So that is a blessing today you released to Pastor Young and Sarah. You blessed this blessing. You really want a real blessing? When Job started praying for his friends, God blessed him double. Your church will have a double blessing because you have a heart to pray and bless other people. Father, I thank you for this church. New people are coming. Unknown people are coming. Strangers are coming. The people, they don't belong to the church. The people very far away from the place, they are coming here, Father. Even the people, they don't even like the church, but they are coming. They are coming. Even the people, they hurt the people and went, they are coming. They are coming. Some people like a lot, they went, they are coming. They are coming. But today, I release the blessing, anointing of Abraham. The church is called the church of Abraham. To receive the Lord, come back. Father, strangers, Isaiah chapter 55 verse 5 says, the time is coming. The nations will run to you whom you don't know. Strangers, the nations whom you don't know, they will run behind you, run after you, they will come to you. You will bless them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, the strangers, the nations. Isaiah 55 verse 5 says, they will come behind you, run after you, because you are a father. This is a father's house. Receive the father's heart. Forgive them. Don't look at their face. Don't look at the word. Don't look at their emotion. Don't look at the past events. But you are Abraham. You are the calling of Isaiah. Nations will come to you. In the nations who never knew. It's not only America, not only Canada, even from East and Africa and all the nations, they will come here. You are a father. This is a father's house. Bless them. Embrace them. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I see many new people coming to the church, Father. Thank you. In the beginning, they don't like this church. They never heard of the church. And some people, they don't want to come into the church. But today, complete change. The taste and the spirit of the people changed. Taste and the spirit of the people changed. The culture, the language is changed. They come. Culture, language. Father, thank you. They go beyond the culture. They go beyond the face. No face value here. I pray, Father, the church will not have a face value. The church will have a God's value. It's not the people's value. It's a God's value. Today I pray for this blessing, Father. My Father wants to go beyond the territory. Thank you. Father, I just pray the church will have a new language. The language of love. Love. Thank you, Father. Love is more than all the gifts. Thank you, Father. I pray the people will have the heart of God, heart of the Father, full of love, Father. This generation is looking for love, not for a ministry, not for a religious activity, not for a mega church, not for infrastructure. They are looking for inner life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. They are looking for love. Somebody could touch my life. Change my life. Give a new meaning to my life. I see this is happening, Father, now. I pray, God. The people who need real love, they want to have a meaning in their life, bring them here, Father. Every 40 days, those people's heart will be changed. They will come here, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for the special anointing on this place. Whenever they go, not only this time, this year they will have 3 fasting times. Now 40 days. Again they will have a 21 days. Finally they will have a 40 days. Amazing things are going to happen. I declare the church this year will be more of a prayer. 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 Seeking God. Not looking at the people, but looking at the face of God. And the Lord will bring the right people here. Don't look for 100 people. Look for 10 people. Thank you, Jesus. Abraham. Thank you. Not even 50. Just 10 people. Thank you, Jesus. 10 people who love me, seek me, walk with my purpose. 10 people. That's enough. Thank you, Jesus. If you bring 10 people, I will save your nation. I will save your people. I will save your city. I will save your family generations. Thank you, Father. I pray, God. This prayer time is amazing time. Prayer time. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Every time you take a fasting and praying, God will show up. You will see His face. Amen? Every time I come here, I believe God is speaking. God is speaking, teacher. God the chosen. Can you believe it? So many problems outside, but still God's favor is upon you. If you come into the right place, you will enjoy the spirit and the anointing, the favor that what is given to the place, you will receive it. This place is given God's favor. And even you enter into the place, and you will receive the same Spirit, same anointing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I pray, they are in the right place. Thank you, Jesus. This is the right place. I release a special favor upon them, Father. Even one day is better than 1,000 days. Here it is. Thank you. Whenever they come, Father, they come with a broken heart. They come with the uncertainty, anxiety. But when they come inside, they feel the peace. Thank you, Jesus. The peace I give to you, no one can take away from you. Jesus says, the peace I give to you, no one can will take away from you. That's the peace I can give to you. The people give, they will go away. But the peace I give to you, nobody can even touch you. Thank you, Father. The glory of the latter temple will be much more than the former temple. In that place, I will give the peace. 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 You need a peace. Thank you, Father. I know that so many people come here. You have no peace. But when you come inside, I tell you, when you just enter and somebody with the shofar and you have a peace. One shofar, somebody is blowing, and one, maybe the drums, somebody is playing, and you are totally free. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. You didn't wait for the message or the maybe healing prayer. Somebody is coming, blowing the shofar. All your warfare, our spiritual warfare, and bondage, everything will be released. You'll be delivered. Say amen.
Amen.
Because God chose the place. Number two, number one, right people. Number two is a right place. Number three, right timing. You need to pray. Pray. This is the time I just want to release to you. The time, now is a very good time. You are connecting with the right people. That's number God. Right person we need is God. Connect with the right person is God. And then number two, that's what in Zechariah chapter 8 verse 23 he says. We walk with you because you walk with God. We want to grab you because you are walking with God. I like this verse. Zechariah chapter 8 verse 23 he says, I want to grab your lips. You want to run away? No, I want to grab. I cannot touch you. I cannot put it, but I can grab your sleeve. So that I can pull you. Thank you, Jesus. Because, they say, because you walk with God, I want to be connected with you. Amen?
Amen.
Can you make this promise this morning to God? Father, I want to be connected with the right person. In the past, I made a mistake. Wrong connection. Wrong choice. I'm sorry. Face value. Face value. They talk so nicely. But today, I'm struggling. Gone. Everything gone from me. Face value. Father, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Give me that spirit. I don't judge, I don't make a decision from face value. I want to look at the heart of the people. Teach me. God wants to teach you today. 10 people may come, but you will choose only one person. Thank you. 100 may come behind you, but you will be connected with one person. That person will bring peace. That person will bring relationship. Thank you. You need a relationship. Thank you, Father. Not just a contact, but relationship. Many people will come to have a contact, but what you need is a relationship, not a contact. Thank you, Father. I pray today. Father, I pray for some of the people. They made wrong decision and they lost. But now today I pray you will make right decision with the right people. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 speaking to God is speaking to you. This year, you will make a right choice. Right choice. Wisdom and the discernment. God is speaking to you. Thank you, Father. Something you lost it is because of face value. And face value. But today God says, I will speak to your heart. You will make a right choice. Not by your mind or your brain or your knowledge, but with the Spirit. Father, I pray, what he lost, Father, it is gone. But what you prepared is a new blessing. Don't look for the same one. It's gone. But the new one God is preparing for you. In the name of Jesus, I release you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We see here, I see that in the book of Job, I see something is a, this is a new season we are entering into. How many of you believe that we are entering into a new season? I believe. This is the time. Whenever you have a 40 days fasting, a 21 days prayer, you are getting into a new season. Amen? Very important. Your prayer time is very important. Whenever you seek the Lord, I have seen in the past, you know, whenever I came to your church, even your pastor doesn't invite me, but I came at the right time. They say, I don't want it. I come at the right time and say, wow, and I see the power. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Prayer is the power. I tell you, your church is going by two things. Number one, purely grace of God. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Purely God's grace. Number two, prayer. 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 I see the spirit of prayer in the church. So, today, I just want to tell you, continue with your prayer. You are such a prayer anoint. Continue. It's not only 40 days, but every day start praying. We need some people, the intercessors and worshippers, take up this call, prayer altar, house of prayer, and then finally, my daughter will come and share with you the children house of prayer. It's a very important time. God needs a younger generation. Your children. Your children. Amen. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
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 Sometimes you may think your children are a big problem. I tell you, they are the big blessing. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
They are the big blessing. We see in 2 Samuel, we see that, you know, there was a time, you know, King David wanted to thank God and also thank the people. And he called Jonathan. Jonathan was one of the person who helped David. So he wanted to bless Jonathan. But you know what the Bible says? Is there anyone in the family of Saul I want to bless him? Wow! Thank you, Jesus. You see how God honors the people? 2 Samuel chapter 9, that is a very good message. David, you see, David had such a father's heart. Is a man of God running after seeking God's heart. You see how he, when a man seeking God and God's heart, running in God's heart, you see how he makes a choice. Can you believe it? You know, usually normal people, God's people, you know what they do it? They will call good people and say, okay, Jonathan, come. You bless me so much. Come on. I want to bless you. I want to bless your wife. I want to bless your children. I want to bless you. That's all we do it. But the people who seek the heart of God, David is the man who seeks the heart of God. You see he, what he makes? He goes beyond generation. He says, Saul. Chapter 9, verse 1 says, now David said, is there still anyone who is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake. Wow. He should have said, I want to bless Jonathan. But David says, Saul, can you believe it? Is there anyone behind you with a Saul so that I can bless Jonathan? That means Saul was the one real enemy to David. Jonathan was the one who helped David. But now he goes behind the man who was the father's heart. He goes beyond Jonathan and look at Saul. I want to bless Saul's family because of Jonathan's sake. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know why? Generation blessing. All the generation, when Father's heart comes inside, generation curses will be broken. That is the thing. Because the grandson has a problem. People believe it's because of generation curse. Whose problem? Saul. Saul made a big blunder against God and against David. So people believe he's in the family, there's the curse. If suppose curse to be broken, it's not looking at the grandson or son, but the grandfather. The grandfather had a problem. He worked against God. Who? Saul. So David called Saul. Wow. Today I pray for you. If there is somebody in your family, your children or grandchildren has a problem, it's not the problem of your children. Believe it. No. If there is any child in your family who has a mental problem, psychological problem, emotional problem, even physical problem, it's not their problem. It's coming from the past generation. I see some people here, that's not praying. God is speaking to me. It is a generation problem, and David points out the soul. He said, all of a sudden his heart is like Jonathan. But he says, Saul, because the third generation has a problem. So he calls out Saul. Saul means he's a man of witchcraft. He's a man worshipping the idols, bringing the idols inside. So now he's looking back and say, I want to break this curse. Bring this Saul. He mentioned the name of Saul. He said, anyone in the family of Saul, I want to bless. He could very easily say, he said, anyone in the family of Jonathan. No. He never mentioned. He says, Saul. Because the generation curse. Someone here, your grandpa, your grand, the third generation, they worship the idol. There is somebody here, they were even the temple, maybe a priest. Somebody here, thank you, 80 years back in your family, thank you, Holy Spirit. Through that spirit is very active. Thank you. It brings a damage in the generation. Physically, mentally, financially, in the family relationship. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Today, I pray over you. I pray over you. God says, 80 years back, in your family, I pray right now, not today, 80 years back, it was there. Still in the third generation is affecting. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, today I pray over the Spirit. Anything in the past, we are not aware, we don't know. But we need the Holy Spirit to speak to us, Father. We don't know. Absolutely, we are blind. But we look at the attack and the curse right now. But we don't know who that person. But now the Holy Spirit is revealing. He is your grandfather. This is a great grandpa. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is revealing to you. Father, today we come in the name of Jesus. We have power and authority in the name of Jesus. We have, because these kind of evil, Satan cannot go by your prayer. It's by fasting and praying. This is a 40 days fasting and prayer. We come in the name of Jesus. We break those kind of bondages today. In the name of Jesus. Whatever happened to our children, our grandchildren, we stop it in the name of Jesus. We redeem and rescue our young generation, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When the children suffer, this is not their problem. This is coming from our past generation, Father. In the name of Jesus, we break the curses, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we pray for our parents, our grandparents, and also the people around us, maybe 4 years back, 8 years back, we break those kind of bondage. We come out of that bondage. The Pharaoh whom you will see, you will never see him anymore. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Pharaoh, Egypt, no more. We are God's people. We will move forward. We will cross the Red Sea. We will cross over. And we will enter into the promised land. With our children, with our family, with our army, we will cross over. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Not only me, but my children, my family also will move away from Egypt. We will not leave our family to Egypt. We move with our children, carry our children, carry our family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cross over, say amen. Cross over, say amen. Cross over, say amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Cross over, say amen. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Sister, I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. I see the Spirit of the Lord, prophetic anointing is upon you. I see the new worshiping is coming upon you. Because in your family, so much of disturbance. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Even you are not able to sleep properly. The Spirit is coming behind you for 80 years. Father, I pray your mother could not have a proper sleep. But today I pray over you. Your mother, your grandma because of the grandpa. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And today God separates you from Egypt. No more Egypt. You will not see the Pharaoh anymore. But I pray in the name of Jesus, you will have a new worship. You will have a new song. You will have a new connection. In the name of Jesus, you will have a new generation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your next generation will have the gift of healing. Thank you. It's a time of restoration. What you suffered, your children will not suffer anymore. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your family, your parish will be totally healed in the name of Jesus. Your family, your marriage will be totally healed in the name of Jesus. Your children will have a new wine, new anointing in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, totally free, totally healed, totally delivered in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You see that? When David said, and they said, okay, there is one person in the family of Saul, there is one person, we can bring him here. And David wanted to honor. My God always wants to honor the small people who are hurt by somebody, who lost their identity because of the mistake or the sin somebody made. Somebody, God wants to connect with them. Thank you, Jesus. Can you believe it? Totally rejected. Completely lost. Nobody knows. And people only look at this generation. It's a cursed generation. Somebody had made a big mistake, sin in the family. You see any child? Father, I pray right now. If this is the word somebody received from somebody, today I come against this word. Father, if any word come against us to come into one person, one mother, one father, say, it's because of the curse you have, your son, your daughter is like that. today, praying the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody said, it's because of you, your son, God punished your son. God punished your daughter. If somebody said this, right now I come against this word. In the name of Jesus, it is not because of you, because God, His plan, His purpose. That's all. Thank you. You have to, God wants to allow this problem in your life, but not because of the curse. In the name of Jesus, I release you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If somebody hurts you, the word is stored deeper in you. Right now I pray. You never have this word anymore. In the name of Jesus, you are totally free today. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are totally free from this accusation, false accusation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I pray, somebody is here, Father. Somebody is here, they received this word. Somebody sent a message. It's because of you, your children are suffering. Thank you, Father. It's not you. God, allow this problem into your life. That's all. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are nothing to do with this problem. But the problem came, God allowed this problem, yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, accept. Because this problem is going to bring a new anointing and destiny for your next generation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. You see, Second Samuel chapter 9, you know, verse 3, it says, then the king said, is there not still someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God? And Siba said to the king, that is still the son of Jonathan who is lame in his feet. Wow. See how God chooses the people? There are so many people in the family, so good, healthy, wealthy, so famous, so powerful, skillful. So many people. God always look at one person who has nothing, who has no one, who has lost the name and identity. And that's the place. God's eyes is upon that person. Thank you, Jesus. There are 8 children in the family of Jesse. But you know, God, he says to the father, the Jesse, was always choosing the best, all the 7. Very good children. But every time he brought the best one, God said, no. 7 times he said, no. But finally he said, one more. Thank you, God. That's all God. He's a father. The one child was rejected. Nobody cared for, but Father cared for them. You are here, you may be thinking, my family, they are so good, so wealthy, everything, they are educated. What do you mean I'm saved? Because you are chosen by God. You are chosen by God. You are loved by God. Thank you. You are loved by Him. Thank you, Jesus. So finally comes to David, the youngest one who was in the mountains, not in the family, is away from the family. Thank you, Jesus. You see here, you know, if you see God's choice, God's eyes, very different. Man always look at the outward appearance, their skill, performance, the talents, their quality. But God always look at your heart. God always look at your destiny. Amen? Look at this. It says, there is one boy in Saul's family. He's lame. Know that? Wow. You know when I was coming, somebody called me. And then I took the phone and he said, I really want to thank you. Can you come back to India? When do you come? I said, I'm coming on 25th. Please come. We are going to open the house for the disabled handicapped. So we are all the handicapped. Now we are so excited. Send me the picture. So beautiful. I said, even my house is not so beautiful. Your house is so beautiful. All for the handicapped. And he says, I want to thank you because you donated all the money. millions of dollars, but this one, I'm very happy. I donated. My heart is full of joy. All handicap. When I started the ministry with the children, orphans, these disciples came to me and said, "We are also orphans, you know. Can you give us place?" I finished my building for our good children. All handicap came. I said, "Who are you?" He said, "Okay, come." I brought them to my place. The place so beautiful, built for our children, orphans, leopards, but these children came. I gave the place. But later, I felt they have to go back. Then I felt I should build them. And now it's like timing. He's coming to a church, he's calling me. It's like timing. Say amen.
Amen.
Timing. Right timing now. Which I haven't shown it, but my heart is so happy when we build one house for the disabled children. I'm so happy and excited.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. You may be doing so many things, but I tell you, there may be one area, one thing which God loves, and you have that part of the destiny. I tell you, that's where your whole life will emerge. Your spirit will emerge. Whenever I go to this handicap, all the things, they don't have leg, many some have no hands, and some have no leg and hands. Ah, and they work every day. I give them a job for them, not to make a big money, but they say, this time they got a national award this week. National award for making the handcrafts. I was so happy. Wow. I may be doing so many work, but this one. David said, "Where is that young boy? Bring him." So many things I did, but this one, come on. This is the heart of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And then they said, "Does he know that there is one, you know, in the family, there is one boy who has no leg?" You know, when they come and tell, they are kind of here, kind of reluctant, because the king, how can you bring a handicap? You want to bring a smart child. But this is the heart of God. Bring him the one who really needs my love. Bring him, he's the one. I need him. Come on, bring him. And I want to tell him to give him some food. I want to honor him. That's what Isaiah 43 verse 4 says. I will give you honor. I love you. You are precious. I will give you honor. I will give you my name. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. It is not the food. That's what I see in my ministry. It is not the food. It is not just the dress. It is not the air-conditioned room. It is not the uniform, the shoes. It is not the bag and put you in the very good school. It's the honor. When I bring to the front, they get honor. Why? I have the, you know, the channel, TV channel. Why? Literally, you just know I came, the news song came every week, it's coming. It's come, worship is coming. Why? People say, why? My daughter just now released a new album. In the new album, you can see that the children singing with her. And many people say, wow. Children, join with you to sing. Wow! You give a space for these small children, handicapped children, and the leopard children, prostitute children. You give them a space for the TV and 100,000 people watching that, and everybody is appreciating. That is the heart of God. Come on, clap the hands. I will give you honor. If you are rejected, nobody wants you. He loves you. He loves you. He needs you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are very special for him. You see, you know his name, and then, you know, look at him. Amazing. Verse 7, "Do not fear." David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will surely show your kindness for Jonathan, your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul, your grandfather, and you shall eat bread at my table continually. Wow. What a blessing. What a blessing. You know what he says? For the sake of your father, I'll honor your family. Honor your family. And also, I will bless you financially. You'll get a food. Thank you, Jesus. I will honor you and your family. And also, meet your needs. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Restore whatever soul lost, I will restore back and give it to you. Amen. I think somebody is here. I want to teach a word for you. Somebody is here. Your father or your grandfather, they were very prosperous. They had some good lands, properties. But today, nobody knows. And some people are taken away. There is somebody here. I want to pray for you. He's going to come back to you. He's going to come back to you. You may not be aware. You will be so surprised. You are going to see that. He's going to come. That's what he says. I will restore the land and soul and give it to your the grandson. Wow. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Are you the one? You? Yes. Yeah. Is there anyone? Your grandfather or a grandfather, they lost the property, or somebody grabbed the property. But I tell you, it belongs to God. It belongs to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It belongs to God. It is like the Ark of the Covenant. When it was taken to the Philistines, there was no blessing. It just started coming back, hand over. We don't want this anymore. This belongs to God. God is here. Father, today I pray, Father, today, thank you, Holy Spirit. Restoration is a restore. God says, restore. Restore. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for God's purpose. When it is in the hand of soul, it was not a blessing. But for you, when it is coming in the right place, right people, right hand, and it is going to be a big blessing for God's kingdom. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, today I pray in the name of Jesus. Whatever the parents, the grandparents, the past generation had, the enemy has grabbed. Today I pray in the name of Jesus, come back and give it to this generation. This is a declare for God's generation, Father. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, it's a time of restoration. That's like a Job. We restore back. He restored back the wealth. He restored back the health. He restored back the family. He restored back the generation. In the name of Jesus, right now, I pray you will receive the restoration in Jesus' name. That sister, you will receive it. You will receive it. Your fight is over. No more fight. No more struggle. This is the time you think you are losing your property. But God is going to bring back to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because it's not by your might, it's not by your power, but by the Spirit of the Lord is going to come back to you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we declare this property, what the grandparents had, what the past generation had, is coming back to you. In the name of Jesus. But today I declare, this is for God. This is for God's purpose. This is for God's kingdom. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, clap the hands and receive it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 9, verse 13. Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, and he ate continually at the king's table, and he was lame in both his feet. Wow. Can you believe it? David is such a famous person. He's a king. Famous man. And you know, you can see his council, his courtyard, all filled with all the top eminent, efficient people. part in that place, there is one coming with a lame, with a no leg. We'll be so ashamed. But God says, bring him. Thank you, Jesus. He is so happy for this one. Not for the whole crowd. He is so happy for you because you are the one. You lost the dignity. You lost the position. You lost the name. God is so happy to keep him next to him. Keep you next to him. Thank God. Look at every continuously, every day, every day, morning, noon, night, one person will be there. Who is this person? Him. Who is this person? Grandson of Saul. The man who made a big mistake. The man who wanted to kill David. The man who was plotting and plotting. And now he wants to honor this family. What a father's heart. Thank you. You look at the king is there, and next to him supposed to be, you know, if he is the prime minister, maybe next one, maybe finance minister, or external minister, or big people, or famous ambassador sitting. But every time there is one person sitting next to the king, he's a name. Wow. Every time they carry this boy, he cannot climb even to the chair. Carry his boy, keep him. And the king David was so happy. Father, I pray for you people. No shame. You will never feel the shame. It's a big blessing. Your children, they may be in drugs. They may be in a big problem, but no shame. No shame. No shame. I know some people here, you will feel shame. I have seen some people when the children are, you know, psychological or emotional, some psychiatric problem, they can't even walk, cannot talk. Or some people, their children, they are like in the drugs, kind of, you know, homosexual. So many, they feel so shame to come to the marriage celebration church. No, God says, it's my child. The best child in your family is that child, my child. Thank you, Father. Receive it. Thank you. It's an honor for me. I'm supposed to take. Now I give it to you. You are doing it for me. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody will take her, but you do it. Thank you. Father, I thank you, Father. No shame. I will give you honor this season. The people who always brought the shame into life, the same people will bring honor to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. People look at them as a problem, but same people look at this as a big blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Look at next to the king, somebody sitting. No leg. Lame. The word is lame. Every time. And then this boy is so excited every time. Oh, so fortunate. Thank you, Jesus. Because you have lost something very important in your life, you are very fortunate for God. You are a favor of God. His heart, his eyes turned to you. You know, I was just praying for a family in Taiwan. They had three children. And all the three children, mentally. So all the three, handicapped mental. I always feel so bad. They're very good people, top people, musicians. And always three children. I prayed for them. I said, one more child. I pray. What? One more problem? No more. Enough. Three problem. No. Four, one more problem? No more. We don't want. I said, it's not my prayer. It's God. He's there. You will have one more child. That child will be a very healthy child. This child will compensate all the three children. The are fighting. Sometimes we feel we are God's people, my family is a good family. Why this has happened? Sometimes God chooses good people for some wrong things, but right purpose. You may think it's a wrong thing, but it's for right purpose. But I said, I'm going to pray for you. And you know what? Today, I see this family all over the world, in America, even United Nations and United States, they honor them. They got the best award. That boy, today, one of the top musicians. And then the father and mother, they are the best musician in Taiwan. They gave up their job. Very good business people. Now they started a ministry for the disabled families. It's not only in Taiwan. All over the world they started this ministry. And all the government support them, honor them. Big meetings. All the big meetings in Taiwan or Hong Kong or Malaysia or even America. This couple come with the children. They have the cello, they have the music, and all the handicapped children, they play their music and sing for God. Amazing, amazing, amazing. God has a purpose. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is what I see here in heaven. God has a purpose. Now their ministry is encouragement and inspiration for many fathers and mothers who are struggling with the children. This is their ministry. When they go, you can see 50, 70, the children, handicapped, disabled, mentally disordered. All families come. They all believe Jesus now. Amen. It's a church. It's a big ministry. Who will do this ministry? You surely, no one can do it. But this husband and wife, this father and mother, because they had three handicapped children, they have such a heart for this generation and the parents. They started this ministry. And today all the parents, they love the Lord. They believe the Lord. The problem, don't look at this as a problem. This problem is a ministry. It's a ministry. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Go beyond your problem. See God's purpose. That is the calling and purpose in your problem. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You have a problem in your marriage, or maybe a divorce or separation, or with your children, they are drugs, or gone, or homosexual, or not into a major problem. Today I want to tell you, God is calling for a ministry. This one will become a ministry. He said, you are going to become a marriage counseling ministry. You know how to deal with this marriage. You are struggling and struggling in your marriage. Now it's becoming a big ministry for your people around you. Don't look at it as a problem. Many people look at it as a problem and become another problem. But look at the God's purpose in this problem, it becomes a ministry. Amen? Somebody raise up your hand. Tell God, so many problems, God. So many problems, God. But I didn't know this problem is such a big blessing. I always feel this is a really big problem in my life. Always when you take away this problem. But today I know this problem is going to be a big blessing for the people, for the nation. Thank you, Father. Today I commit my life to you. I want to serve you, God. I want to bring many people to you, God. I do it, God. Many people are struggling in the family, in the marriage, in the relationship. They don't know how to handle the children. But today, I just take up my problem as a big blessing, Father. Thank you. I am ready to serve you, God. I may not become a pastor or worship leader, but I am ready to take up the problem as my call. Thank you, Father. Every problem becoming a blessing if you turn to God. Thank you, Father. Today I pray over you. Your problem will not hurt you. Your problem will not make you not to sleep. Your problem will make you very peaceful. Even when you go to bed, you can go very peacefully. You have the same problem, but you have the peace. Because it's no more a problem. This is going to be a salvation. It's a salvation. Thank you, Father. Many people will be saved. Thank you, Father. Because one problem, many people will be saved. In Jesus' name. chapter 5, there is one person called Rama. You know this Rama? The Bible says he was a very famous person. Very famous. But the Bible says he was commander. He was so successful. He was well known, well named. But the Bible says he had one big problem. 99 blessings, but one problem. Praise God. 99 blessings, you need it. But one big problem, God needs it. Amen.
Amen.
You don't need it, but God needs it. Say amen.
Amen.
Because of this one problem, this man was looking for an answer. Every problem, when you have a problem, I want to tell you, there is an answer. For every problem, there is an answer if you walk with God. If you don't walk with God, your problem will become, bring you to suicide, depression, anxiety. But if you walk with God, if you love the Lord, your problem will bring you closer to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Many of the people go for suicide or even depression because they don't know the love of God. They don't have experienced the grace of God. And you and me have it. Never go for suicide. Never have the idea of suicide. Never idea of depression. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are walking with God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This man, he was so successful, but there was a problem. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He had so many blessings, but he had one shortcoming. Thank you, Jesus. Through one problem, God can pull you easily to him. Thank you, Jesus. All the 99 problems take you to the people, but one problem take you to God. Thank you, Jesus. And then, and it's not a small problem, it's a big problem. Leper. Not a headache. Not even skin disease. Not even lungs problem, sugar problem, blood sugar, pressure. No, that is not, that's not an easy problem. You can have the tablets. It will be like all that they can do it. But leprosy is a curse. Shame. Thank you, Jesus. Something inside. Stigma. Stigma inside. So he doesn't want to tell people. Hiding problem. Thank you. Hiding is a big problem. He doesn't want to tell anyone. That's how Psalm 139 says, wherever you go, I come behind you. You go to the sky, I am there. You go to the bottom of the sea, I am there. Wherever you go, I come behind you because I love you. I have a plan for you. Thank you, Jesus. You cannot hide me. Hiding problem. God wants to touch that hiding problem. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You will never have a good sleep if you have the hiding problem. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Tonight, you will have a good sleep. Thank you, Jesus. You have a problem, but you have good sleep. Whenever I go to bed, my wife always says, oh, within 2 minutes, 3 minutes, you started snoring. I cannot sleep. Praise God. I can even come to the airport, I get a snoring. People next to me look at me, wow. Air was to come and bring the food, look at me. Ah. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody receive it, amen.
Amen.
Receive a snoring anointing, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Don't look at your husband, don't look at your wife. Keep snoring. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You have a problem, but still you can snore. That's what God said. Said, sir, please come. Small girl, the Bible says, she was a slave. Slave, you You are like a slave. But don't look at your status, your position. But look at the destiny that you have. You are a different person. He has something very, very important in you, which those people, don't look at those people. You know, many people look at, wow, they are so big people. They have big money. They are on the big stage. They have movie stars everywhere. You want to become a movie star? Then you will become like John Paul Jackson, you know, Jackson, right? Jackson. Michael Jackson, no. Michael Jackson.
John.
No, the dancer?
Michael Jackson.
Huh? Jackson, right? Look at him. So famous person. Taking tablets all the time. So big tablets every day. They say every day you take 30, 35 tablets every day. You want to become a movie star? Now you see that? God wants you to have a good snoring. If anyone is here, you have a gift of snoring, praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Look at this person. She come and says, sir, I'm afraid, but I can sleep very nicely, sir. I can snore, sir. You are not able to sleep, sir. What a problem you have. I see all night there. I have someone with me. I want to give to you. I want to introduce to you. If you go to Jordan, if you go to Judea, as a prophet, he will take you. You will have 7 times immersed in the river at Jordan. And you'll be totally healed there. Wow. Small girl. What a message. You're a small person, but you have such a great message. Thank you, Jesus. God is not looking at the side. God is looking at your destiny inside. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That will speak. Not your color, not your language, not your culture. That will never speak. But your heart, tuned to God, will speak to the problems of the people. Thank you, Jesus. He goes and says, I never come. Go there. Praise God. Praise God. And you listen to the voice. No matter what size or language or the culture, but the message is more important. Don't look at the person, but look at the message. Thank you, Jesus. Don't look at their age. Thank you. Don't look at their skill, but look at the message. You have it. You're not qualified, but you have something inside. Go. The one who is inside is greater than the one who is outside. You have it. You have it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Speak. Spread out the message. Bring salvation to the people. They are in darkness. Wake up. You know that Amy Chen, she passed away. I love her. Wow. She has one picture. One picture. If you turn that, you know, that picture. Same picture. She'll show me. You know, one picture, face, the face. And then she will turn the picture, and that same picture says, face is very powerful. So one day she went to China. And she was caught by the police. And then she took the picture and showed the picture. He said, do you see this man? You are like that man. I want to tell you, something has happened in you. She took the picture this and that man of it. It will happen to you. You'll be very happy. Do you want to know that? Yeah. My Jesus. She said, I pray to him. And I said, wow. You have the power. Small lady. She doesn't know anything. She's actually from Taiwan. And not from America. She goes to the police. I said, your leg is like, she said, your leg is. No. I want to tell you. Listen, you can become. Dear, go. Come on, I pray for you. Amen.
Amen.
The message that you have inside, the passion you have inside, the pride that's inside, that matters for God.
Amen.
Somebody say, woman.
Amen.
Come on, go.
Amen.
Go. Thank you, Jesus. He's a drive in you. That something is in you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see every one of you here. You have that drive because there is something deeper inside. But I know your problems. But I tell you, don't worry, I'm going to pray for you. I will fight with God for you, okay?
Yes.
I will fight for you. Maybe today you can write your names, any problem, write and give it to Pastor. He will hand out to me. Okay? I'll start praying for you. Don't worry about your problem. Here I am. Here I have the children to pray for you. But now you just walking like the angel. You are happy child. And you make everyone happy. You are loved by God. You make everyone to be loved by God. Thank you, Jesus. God's people, when you come to the church, cheer up. When you come to the church, inside. But when you go to the church,
amen?
Amen. That's why we come to the church. We come here not to hear the sad stories, not the condemnation. No way. The word of God for you to raise up, not to condemn you. My message is always very positive. I never condemn the people. Never in my life. Never. God's people should love them. Encourage them. Thank you, Jesus. Make people happy. Today the whole world, they have everything, but no peace, no joy. But God's people, we may not have money, but we are the happiest people. Say amen?
Amen.
That's what John said. I saw him. I spoke to him. I heard him. Now I come to you. So that you may have the joy. The joy may be complete in you. I want to share it with you. I saw him. I spoke to him. I heard him. I want to share it with you. That's why we come here. We receive it. We are so happy. We go and make the people happy. So every day, meet one person. Ask them your WhatsApp or mention them. God knows you. Be happy. Every day, use your right social media. Make everyone happy. But I see the social media make everyone so... See, people are so depressed because of social media. But you, every day, send one Bible word. Every day, one word of encouragement. One word, the best word. Jesus loves you. God loves you. You have a Father. That's all.
Amen.
You need not be a preacher. But every day, meet one person. Every day send one message. You have a mobile. You can send every day one small message. You say, Jesus loves you. You are very precious. You have a hope. You have a future. Because God is with you. Come on. Make everyone happy. Amen. So I go from place to place so that I make everyone happy. When people are happy, I am more happy.
Amen.
That is the way I receive the joy. When I see when people are happy, I'm very happy. Thank you, Jesus. When people are, smiling, I'm laughing.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you. You know, when I come to your church, I don't look at you, the clock. They put the clock in front of me. I thought I will finish by 11:30. But he said 12:30. That means God speaks to you.
Amen.
God speaks to you. Amen. Can you pray for 2 minutes for children? Because the final thing what I want, you know, I'm so happy for my daughter and my son also. They love the Lord. My prayer. You know, know, I bless so many people, families, children, but the best prayer from God, I want my children like me. But God says, your children will be more powerful than you. So I'm very happy. My daughter, she's always the heart of the children, young generation. Especially the ministry, I started orphanages. Now, you know, 20 nations, 50 orphanages. Where she's in charge. Even though she's working out in what she has the heart. So today, I want to ask her to come and pray for your children. Amazing. I know it's time, but still you can come. Pray for the children. Pastor Alan, are the children not there? If they are there, can you bring them? Amazing.
They'll be here.
Amen. How many of you have your children here in the church? Okay. You know, the kids are coming, but before the children come in, I'm going to ask the parents to rise to your feet. I know there are so many of you in this room who are praying for your children, for the salvation of your children, that your children will encounter God. And if that is you, and if you really have a heart and burden to see your children come to Jesus, so for them to have a closer walk with the Lord. And if you're saying, Lord, would you open my child's heart to you? That they will serve you, that they will love you, that they will walk with you, that what you started in me won't end with one generation, but it will go on to many generations. If that's your prayer, I want you to close your eyes and lift your hands. Jesus, you are our Father. You are our Father, Lord. Father, we pray that every child, every father, every mother in this room whose heart is beating to see their children come to you, beating to see the lost ones come back to the house. Father, I pray that you will revive the first love in the household today. The children who left will come back. That their hearts will be restored unto you. And Lord, I pray for every father and mother in this room that you would expand their hearts to love those children. Expand their heart to love this generation. Expand, Lord. Expand. I realize the heart and the role of a father and a mother is very, very sacrificial. It's very, very costly. It's very, very expensive. It's very, very painful. But those kind of hearts only come from God and His love. It only comes from Jesus. It comes only from the Father. And so, Lord, I pray for those who are hurting in this room today. Parents who are hurting in this room today. Parents who desire for more for their children today. Lord, I pray that you would awaken their hearts today, Lord. That you would awaken their hearts today, Lord. They might not have the answer, but Lord, I pray that you will bind their hearts with love today. Lord, I pray that there are so many things that they are asking. But Lord, today I pray that their hearts will be opened up by your love. Parents, you might not get the answers you want. But surrendering unto Jesus is the only way forward. Lord, I pray that the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding, all wisdom, all logic will come into this room today. That God will restore your family. That God will restore the foundations of your family. What you don't see in your physical eye, God will restore in their eternity. Lord, I pray that our eyes might not see good things in front of us. But Lord, I pray that you would change change. You would change how we see our current scenario. Because you are a God of eternity. And there are purposes and plans that we don't understand, but you have for us. Fathers and mothers, I pray today that your spiritual eyes will be open. And take heart, because what you sow will reap. What you sow will reap. Might not be with your son, might not be with your daughter, but might be with your granddaughter, but might be with your great-granddaughter. Your journey is not over. Your journey is not over. Lord, I pray that you will teach us to be steadfast, Lord. Steadfast, Jesus. Kids, can you come forward? We're going to pray for you. Children, youth, anybody in this room, Lord, we pray for all the young ones in this room today. Father, I pray that you will anoint them with your love, Lord. That you would anoint them with your power, Lord. That you would anoint them with your might, Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would come and restore the heavenlies in their life, Lord. That they might not know the places that you've set them to be, Lord, but I pray that you would bind them with your love. That the Father's love will abide in their lives, Lord. Father, I pray in their going, in their coming, in their schools, in their academics, Lord, I pray a supernatural opening amongst our children, Father. That they won't be the same again, but they will be bound by your love. Bound by your love. Father, I pray that you would give the anointing of Samuel, anointing of Esther, anointing of kings and priests, Father. Church, would you raise your hands over these children and say, Lord, would you come? Would your kingdom come over these lives, Lord? Your kingdom come over these lives. The fact that these children are present in the church today is a gift of God. Is a gift of God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that they are in the house of the Lord. That they are in the house of the Lord. That they are in the house of the Lord. Father, we pray that these children will be anointed with favor. Will be anointed with wisdom. Will be anointed with power. Will be anointed with a peace that surpasses all understanding, Father. Father, would you open their eyes? Open their eyes. Open their eyes. To see you, Lord. To see you, Lord. To see you, Lord. To see you, Lord. To hear from you. To hear from you in their loneliness. To hear from you. To hear from you. To hear your voice, Lord. In their loneliness, Lord, I pray that you would speak to them. In their difficulty, I pray that you would speak to them. In their anxiety, I pray that you would speak to them. If any of you has been suffering with anxiety and depression, Lord, I pray that you will restore. That you will restore. God is your peace. God is your guidance. God is your patience. God is all-consuming power. And Lord, I pray, in your stillness, you will be there. In their troublesome times, you will be there. When parents don't understand them, when teachers don't understand them, you will be there. Lord, we ask that you would come. You would come. You would come and restore, Lord. Restore, Lord. And Lord, today I pray for dreams and visions. Does any of you want dreams and visions from the Lord? Would you close your eyes and say, Lord, would you speak to me? Would you speak to me? All he needs is a yes from you. What's your name? Mina. Lord, I pray for Mina. Lord, I pray for signs, visions, and dreams in her life that will impart a blessing over other people. These visions are not for yourself, but for people around you, that you may bless people. Lord, I pray that you would be her strength. ask that you would pour out your spirit on us.